When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is holding it down for us live in New York City. And you could be live wherever you at. I hope you're safe. I hope you're cool. I hope that you're well. I'm going to be rolling for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me on the internet. If you're someone who wastes your time complaining, if you're someone who wastes your time arguing with strangers, if you're someone who wastes your time venting into the abyss of a digital world, I'm there too, at JR Sport Brief. I ain't venting or complaining. I'm just making money. I'm trying my best. Listen, folks, it's been a busy night. We've had a busy show already thus far. We talked about the college football playoff reveal. Georgia, numero uno. Michigan sitting at number two, beating the hell out of Ohio State or beating them out of the playoff. We got Washington sitting at number three. We got Florida State, all my folks down in Tallahassee, sitting there at number four. And thank you so much to Brandon Marcello from 24/7 Sports for joining us last hour to go ahead and break it all down. These championship games over the weekend, the conference championship games, are going to help determine what the college football playoff looks like, especially when it comes down to Washington taking on Oregon again. Oregon is sitting in the fifth spot, and then we have Georgia and Alabama in the SEC title game. Alabama holding on by a string, hoping to have some major beatdown upset, beatdown upset that will get them into the college football playoff. Crossing my fingers here that's not the case for my Georgia Bulldogs right down the road from me in Athens. So thank you again to Brandon Marcello for breaking it down. And then we also had David Tepper. He spoke to the media earlier today about the firing of Frank Reich, and he said a whole lot of nothing. Said, I understand the frustration of the fans. Didn't give an exact answer about firing Frank Reich. Said that he believes in Bryce Young. And when asked about the current general manager, Scott Fitterer, David Tepper ended the press conference and walked away. I guess you can do what you want when you're worth $20+ billion. Not too shabby now, is it? And so we have so much more to get into as the show continues on. I do want to get into some NFL football, take a look at the Chiefs and the Ravens as the AFC. They look like the cream of the crop. Bobby Petrino back at Arkansas, not as the head coach, but as the offensive coordinator. Looks like we're going to have some baseball back in Oakland. I will explain that. But I got to get this out the way, as we got all these NBA play-in games going on tonight. Mark Cuban is preparing to sell a majority stake of the Dallas Mavericks. Mark Cuban, I thought Mark Cuban was going to die with this team. Mark Cuban, according to the internet, and of course you can believe everything on the internet, Mark Cuban is worth north of $6 billion. And as I was thinking about the show tonight and shared it with super producer and host here, Dave Shepard, the minute I hit send, it's just like, oh, Mark Cuban is selling a majority stake in the Mavs, the team that he bought in the year 2000 for $285 million. The team that he helped turn around because he had some big German basketball player, you might have heard of him, Dirk Nowitzki. He was able to win a championship. And it appears that he is selling a majority stake in the team. We don't know the full numbers, but it would be for a $3.5 billion valuation. And who would he be selling the team to? Probably someone that you have never heard of in your life, because who goes to Vegas and says, hey, let me talk to the owners? Nobody. The Adelson family, which basically owns the Adelson resorts, which would include the Palazzo and the Venetian. Well, they decided to sell stock in the company overall for $2 billion. They did that yesterday. Earlier this morning, we learned that Mark Cuban, he told everybody, hey, I'm done with Shark Tank after 16 seasons. And we've also heard and learned that Mark Cuban, even if he sells the majority of the team and that goes through, he would still be in charge of basketball operations. Mark Cuban is smart as hell, because they want to, well, he's pushing to legalize gambling in Texas. And this is bigger than the Dallas Mavericks. Mark Cuban is looking to have his hand in a bigger piece of the pie, not just the Dallas Mavericks, but a casino empire in Dallas. I mean, this is a smart business move. I'm not mad at Mark Cuban for doing this. I'm like, why the hell would he say, I don't want to be a part of the Mavs? This man has been one of the most committed owners in professional sports here in North America. And to think that he would sell a piece of the Mavericks away, to the shock and the surprise of, I think, nobody. Who buys a team and says, I'll buy the team, I'll have the majority of the team, but you can still go out there and make every basketball decision? Crazy. Give it a couple of years. They're going to build a new arena. They'll have a casino. Mark Cuban, his net worth will continue to skyrocket. And this is actually something that I consider to be a genius level deal. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more or similar deals across the country, especially as we know that gambling is continuing to agree. But when I saw the headline, Cuban selling the majority of the Mavs, I'm like, this doesn't make sense. And then you read the fine print and you go, oh, this is a very Mark Cuban thing to do here, that he can sell a big portion of the team, make money, make more money if when they legalize gambling, and then he can still run all of basketball operations. Genius. Absolutely genius. Shep, when you first saw the headline, what came to your mind about Mark Cuban, man?
Man, something's going on personally, because he loves the spotlight and he's giving up two big things that take him out of the limelight.
That was the first thought.
Yeah, 1,000%.
And then what was the second thought?
Well, the second thought is I can't wait to hear you talk about it at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, which I know you alluded to in our text messages.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So do you still think that? You think something's going on personally?
Yep, because he craves the spotlight. Remember, Jared, this was the same guy that was... And look, he was in his mid-40s. Remember during the finals, the late, great Stuart Scott would show up at Mark Cuban's treadmill when he felt like the officials were giving the Mavericks a raw deal.
Sweating bullets, yeah.
Yeah, and that was against Dwayne Wade, obviously, who seemed to be getting the free throw line every other possession. And Mark Cuban, he just loved the attention. He loved the spotlight. And he lives for competition. I can't think of an owner that lives and breathes sports more than Mark Cuban. I include George Steinbrenner, the late, great George Steinbrenner, in that conversation. Even you know, the classiest of owners in the Rooneys, Mark Cuban lives and breathes this. I mean, the guy's getting up, you know, shots before every single game, like he's actually playing in the game. That's how much he loves basketball. He went on Dr. J's podcast. Like, this guy went to Indiana. This guy, he bleeds basketball. So for him to give this up, something must have went down that obviously we are not privy to, because he's still a relative young man.
I don't think so. He's not. What has he given up? He still runs the team.
Well, he's not, but he's not. He doesn't have the majority stake, as you alluded to, JR. So he may run the team for now. But who's to say these people from Vegas don't say, Mark, we don't really like what you're doing. You're gone. Are there some kind of bylaws that says Mark Cuban has a contract for life and there's nothing he can do to get him out of it?
I don't think that's the case. This is a larger business play. He is expanding his business playpen from just the Dallas Mavericks. He can still have his hands in the Mavs. And sure, yes, is anything set in stone? There's a way in and a way out of anything. But he's going to have, I'm sure, he's going to have a control over basketball, no different than what's going on now, which I think that's all he really cares about. And then on a larger sense, if there should be something where now they're beefing or they don't get a, or what have you.
Correct.
It ain't going to be no easy out. And it's not going to be an easy out because he is as much of an asset to them in regards to expanding gambling in Texas that this is a marriage. And, yeah, marriages don't always work. I think they're 50-50 in regards to a toss-up. It's going to work or it's not going to work. He's a businessman first. He can love basketball. He is still going to run basketball. He's also going to be able to make more money in gambling. I mean, he got a net worth of $6 billion. $6 billion plus, Mr. Cuban.
JR, wait, in fairness, you and I have now witnessed this guy for almost 25 years. You're telling me when it comes to basketball, he's more of a businessman than he is a fan and lover of the sport?
Yes. This man had a life before he was in basketball, which working in tech allowed him to go ahead and purchase the team.
Sure, broadcast.com, all that, I get that. But you're telling me he's not the one exception, as we saw in baseball with George Steinbrenner all those years, when he would spend up to wazoo to get his way. Mark Cuban goes to all these games,
and
sits
nothing,
front row.
Nothing is changing. What's changing?
Well,
nothing.
But he's given up the namesake, and he's given up the majority and lion's share of being the owner. All
that's
right?
That, but it's a bigger picture than that. He is not just he's still going to be an owner in the Mavs, and so we don't know. The majority could be 51-49, okay. And that might exist just in that space. The man is still an owner of the Mavs, or will still be an. And this is all things considered that this deal goes through, right? The man is still going to be an owner in the Mavs. The man is still going to make all the basketball decisions for the Dallas Mavericks. The man now also has a casino partners to expand gambling in the Metroplex, which is going to net him ridiculous amounts of money. He has an opportunity to have the best of both worlds without having to fully give up the basketball team, which he can still participate in and will participate in as a minority owner. But then he's going to be able to partner with them on expanding the gambling. Like, you got to give up a little bit of something to gain something. And he ain't giving up the whole world because he's still going to be able to run the team. I don't see him as being any less visible or vocal. I see the man as a business dude who's going to go out there and now make even more money. I couldn't tell you how many billions of dollars that he's going to be able to make, not just off of selling a half of the team or the majority of the team, but when they can actually just print money and more generations of Cubans for generations and generations and generations until the earth explodes, they have money that we can't even dream about. So I don't think there's anything wrong personally with Mark Cuban. I don't think he's sweating anything. I think he's looking at what a lot of folks are doing right now. How can I get in on sports gambling, on sports betting? I mean, we got We got Jay-Z and Roc Nation trying to build and lead a casino in Times Square. I mean, Jay-Z's a billionaire. What more money does he need, right? Well, it wouldn't hurt to have more. And so whether it's marijuana or whether we're looking at gambling, all these activities that for years people looked at and said, oh, that's illegal, can't have it. That's going to ruin society. It's going to screw things up. People are doing these things anyway. And so, yeah, wait until Texas just says, yeah, open sesame. And they got a casino in downtown. It's going to change things, man. I think Mark Cuban is okay. I think he's just doing what a lot of billionaires do. And he's just looking at the money. And he's still going to be able to do his basketball thing. And the Mavs, who's on the Mavs now? Luka and Kyrie?
Yeah, pretty much. And so, some guy named Tim
Hardaway. Who else? Anybody else?
Some guy named Tim Hardaway Jr.
Who else is on? Anybody else worth a damn?
Powell's still there, I believe.
I said worth a damn.
Okay. No, I mean, okay. I happen to be a big Tim Hardaway Jr. fan.
And so is his dad.
JR, he's been in the league for a decade now.
Yeah, he'll be out in 5 years.
It's a 15-year career.
Yeah, good for him.
He came
and he left, and nobody cared or noticed.
The other Curry's on that team, I believe.
Oh, Seth, other one, yes. The other Curry. Oh, that says a lot, right?
Yes.
Dallas Mavericks will go into the playoffs and be eliminated.
Well, you know who they got, and he was playing well 2 years ago, but he didn't do a whole lot last year. Outside of upsetting Jimmy Butler, and that is the undersized Grant Williams.
Oh, that's right. They signed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he wishes he was still on the Celtics. I'm just saying.
You're not lying. although you got to admit, Kyrie, we haven't talked anything negative about Kyrie Irving in the last 6 months,
We've had no reason to mention Kyrie Irving. No. At one point in time, Kyrie was flavor du jour for almost 2 years. And now he's Luka's buddy, the backup. And now we don't need to talk about him.
I mean,
they're going to go to the playoffs, yes. Right? And they'll be eliminated. Luka will be putting up 35, 10, and 10, and Kyrie will have 25 points. The rest of the team will suck, and then they'll go on vacation.
The one other guy I'm thinking of is Green. That's the only other guy that matters on the map.
Green? What's his first name?
I think Josh.
I think. Hey,
apologies. I'm pretty sure it's Josh. Yeah, it's a two-man team. It's a two-man band. You and I both know that.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a two-man team.
You know, Jason Kidd's probably still better than half the guys, and the guy was basically forced out of the league because he couldn't make a basket by 2013.
Jason Kidd spot up shoot a three at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Good on him.
Yes.
Hey, congratulations to Golden State. They're smacking up Sacramento 72-55 in this play-in game. Just real interesting stuff. Hey, good luck to Mark Cuban with that making all that money. I need to... If I start a casino in my garage, I get arrested, right?
Not if it's licensed, and not if it's in the right state.
Oh, yeah. So I think if I do that here in Georgia, I get arrested.
Probably. But, you know, it all comes down to the rights that certain underprivileged, groups of people that were taken advantage of now have because of the treatment they got hundreds of years ago. And we can...
I got to move to a reservation?
Yeah, that would go a long way to having your casino rights.
All right. I'll avoid my backyard then. Anyway,
yes.
Good on Mark Cuban. Go get that money. Hey, listen, everybody, go get that money. Just don't hurt nobody in the process. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of money, Mark Cuban, I guess he's partially leaving the Mavericks. Kind of, sort of. Not really. And then we got another dude. He's a billionaire. He's actually making his return to his sport. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side. Yeah, it's a billionaire. He's still active. I'll tell you about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exactly when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Our Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? You can contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. You can go ahead and do that right now. Before we went to break, we talked about Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban, a billionaire. He's selling a portion of the Dallas Mavericks to get involved in a casino business in Dallas and likely all of Texas. There's another billionaire who I mentioned. I didn't give you his name yet, but he's back. I don't know if I want to call him back in, but it's Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is returning to professional golf here in the Bahamas, the 2023 Hero World Challenge. Tiger Woods is now going to try to compete at least once a month now that he's had surgery on that ankle. You might recall the last time we saw Tiger Woods, he was limping around pretty bad after his accident. And we know he's had quite a few accidents and his body is holding on by a thread. And so Tiger Woods trying to get back into the swing of things, pardon the pun, but he is. And so Tiger Woods, quite frankly, he talked about being back and he basically gave us the reason as to why he's returning. Listen to this.
I love competing. I love playing. I miss being out here with the guys. I miss the camaraderie and the fraternity like atmosphere out here and the overall banter. But what drives me is I love to compete. There will come a point in time, I haven't come around to it fully yet, that I won't be able to win again. When that day comes, and I'll walk. But now I can walk. I won't say run away, but I'm gonna walk away.
So you being here assumes you think you can still win out here?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. I like all the little jokes. I can't run, but I can walk. He also talked about friendly banter. He misses that friendly banter. The last time I saw Tiger Woods, the man was making jokes on the golf course, handing out tampons. I don't think people forgot about that. Maybe you did. I didn't. Anyway, he is back. And yeah, I'm glad that he's healthy for now. Let's see how his body holds up if he has to, you know, get around out there on the course. And he is still sitting here at 15 majors. I mean, is he going to pick up another one? I'm not so sure. He ain't getting any younger. I think Tiger Woods is sitting at around like 47 years old right now. And you heard him talk about the injury and the ankle. And he expanded on how he's actually feeling. And he said, now, do things hurt? Yes. But my ankle feels good.
I'm excited to compete and play. And I'm just as curious as all of you are to see what happens. Because I haven't done it in a while. And I can tell you this, that I don't have any of the pain that I had at Augusta or pre that in my ankle. Now, well, other parts are taking the brunt of the load, so I'm a little bit more sore in other areas, but the ankle's good. So that surgery was a success.
Listen, man, good for him. I hope he holds up. He's going to turn 48 on December 30th. Good luck to Tiger Woods in his return. Just trying to get warmed on up here as he's going to try to pick up another major, sitting at 15. We know Mr. Jack has 18 of them. I think that number has been long gone for Tiger Woods. Hopefully he can go out on his own terms. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tiger Woods is back. Mark Cuban ain't going anywhere. He's just trying to make more money. And we got Michael. He is calling from Columbia in South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, JR. My guess with Mark Cuban, he's going to run for president.
Oh, well, why not?
I mean, he tried it, or he considered it in 2020. I think his family shot it down. So I think this guy needs a challenge. I mean, he's worth, what, $6 billion now? This country needs him. That's my guess.
The country needs Mark Cuban as president?
Oh, yeah. Somebody needs to balance that budget and get us out of debt. He's a brilliant businessman. I mean, it takes Congress as well, but my guess, okay. I wouldn't be shocked if you don't hear that guy, he's running for president.
You think that there's one human being that'll get us out of debt as a country?
No, no. Okay. No, go. We got to start somewhere.
All right. Well, I'll be dead long gone by then. Okay, Michael?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you. Last time I looked at, Shep, remember the national debt clock? Where it used to be on a 6th Avenue and like 30-something street, right?
Yeah. And wasn't it moved to like Union Square?
I don't know. It ran out of space.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was driving around here in Atlanta. I forgot where the hell I was. We got a national debt clock. It's actually by a Centennial Olympic Park. We got a national debt clock. I was driving by. I couldn't even read the numbers on the side of it, man. That's how many.
Yeah, I'm seeing, right now.
$33 trillion?
You are 1,000% right. Like, it's so much. Like, it's moving by the hundreds of thousands right now. So, basically, every 5 seconds... Wow. No, I apologize. Every 20 seconds, I'm doing the math in my head. Every 20 seconds, the national debt will move by about a million.
So, Shep, why don't you run for president and get us out of debt? You do it.
Well, JR, I mean, it's not you and I both know this, and most people listening know this because this is an educated audience. It's not about one particular individual running for president or one that's elected president. It has to do with the Treasury. You know
why
what I mean?
Why did he say that? It'll help. I'll be dead by that. And I'm not joking, but I'm gonna be gone.
Right. Well, Mark Cuban, let's be honest about this for a second.
He's gonna balance the books for us.
Sure.
Okay.
But let's be honest about this for a second. Most people right now in this country see the leader of the Democratic Party being a guy who's over 80 years old, and the guy who doesn't have to show up to one damn debate who's gonna win that in a landslide. Most people see whoever they vote for as the lesser of two evils. I'm not saying there's not real Trump supporters. There are. I'm not saying there's not big Biden supporters. There are. But for the most part, most people believe who they vote for in 2024 is going to come down to the lesser of two evils. That's where we are as a country.
Do they need an oxygen tank at the end?
Well, they might. But let's be honest.
The guy already sleeping with one.
Right. The last election I can recall, where it seemed like people genuinely thought this person was an asset as the commander-in-chief or the potential commander-in-chief, was in 2012. And it was Barack Obama going for a second term. That's the last time I think most people felt in a general election that they were voting for someone that they liked and had a respect and affinity for, not the lesser of two evils. And that's what the last three elections have come down to.
Well, good. Let Mark Cuban run. And he can oppose Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
JR, right?
Yes.
If there's a third party that has any shot of winning, 2024 would be the year.
All right. Well, we got enough time to get to that crap.
Yes.
Unfortunately. And fortunately. Yeah. Who knows? I've read and heard the same things. I mean, what this guy just said was not a shock or a surprise of Mark Cuban running for president. I don't think so.
Well, his family, he wanted to. His family wouldn't let him.
Yeah, but I don't think so. If he pops up and decides to do this, then God bless him. I just don't think so.
You know who should run too, by the way?
No, I'm not interested really, but go ahead.
John Stewart.
All right, good.
He should.
Well, let's get John Stewart, The Rock, Mark Cuban.
No, but I'm serious about John Stewart, though. Like,
well,
he's the guy.
Shep.
Yes.
I'm not interested in talking about that right now.
Fair enough.
I don't want to sit here and talk about John Stewart. If John Stewart, outside of being, what is he, a Knicks fan?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. He's a Knicks fan and he's a big supporter of those that were taken advantage of in 9/11. So
I would think most people listening to the show right now wouldn't know his fandom. I think a little bit applicable.
Yes, they would. They would know John Stewart's a big Knicks fan. They would know that. They know Spike Lee, but they don't know Spike Lee is a big Knicks fan.
Come on now. Spike Lee is a more well-known Knicks fan. He is the most well-known Knicks fan. I don't think anybody's walking around going, hey, who's the number two? And even if there is a number
Tracy Morgan would be number two.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, he's at every Knicks game. Absolutely.
So, okay, you've named two. Where does John Stewart fall in the pecking order? Behind eight models? come on now.
He's probably top five.
Top five.
He's
Knicks
at a lot
fans.
Of Knicks games, JR.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if his fanhood is as big as like Cube when it comes to the Raiders, but he's up there.
Marco Belletti.
Mm-hmm.
Does America know that John Stewart is a Knicks fan?
No.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
You host on WFAN. You know they know he's a Knicks fan.
I'm not asking about New York.
No, I'm talking about
New Yorkers,
right?
No. Knicks fans, no. That's it.
Right. Yeah, but I don't think America gives a damn about A, Jon Stewart and his fandom.
Oh, you got it.
I wouldn't tell you. What is he, a Mets fan too? I don't know.
This is one of the most revered people we have in American culture, gentlemen.
Is he?
Jon Stewart? Yes.
What is he, Martin Luther King now? What are we doing? What did you just say? What did you just say?
I mean, he's a...
Hold on, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Did you... You said Jon Stewart is... He's one of the most revered people in America right now.
He's a Mark Twain recipient winner. Like, he's beyond the realm of comedy. Like, he's so big right now, he could... All right, I don't want to bring up the run for president thing again, but he might be one of the most likable individuals we have in our country.
Can I just... Shep, I love you. I really do, because my head was pounding trying to figure out all the in-season tournament, all the different ways, right, and how everybody gets in, and I finally figured out the Warriors have to win by more than 12 to be able to win their group.
Yeah, point
and by what? 23,
and
so
now,
26.
And now... That doesn't matter anymore. Right. And now I'm in a much better mood, so thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure.
I appreciate that.
It's our pleasure. But in all seriousness, J.R. Marco, like, Jon Stewart might be one of the most 10 respected Americans in this country right now. It's what he stands for. It's what he did in terms of humor when he did The Daily Show. It's what he did in terms of walking away and giving up because he didn't believe in the media conglomerate. And then it's what he does on his Apple series when he interviews all kinds of people and he keeps it real.
Bro, I don't think America is sitting down watching Jon Stewart's Apple series. I didn't know he had one, man.
You guys didn't know he had an Apple series?
No.
But okay, speaking of sports, you guys did not see that interview with Steve Kerr when they talked about, like, gun laws?
No.
What was it, 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago, correct.
Oh, wait.
I saw the press conference. Right.
You were talking about something recent.
No, but he does that. But he does that on the regular. Like, most people don't realize David Letterman still has a Netflix show.
Yeah, I saw him with Cardi B. That's the only reason why I know.
Exactly. And he did something with Kevin Durant, even though Kevin Durant punked him when he tried to sneak into the, you know, press room.
Yeah, you're right. He did sit down with Kevin. But, yeah. You know, what is there? There's a population, assumed population of what? 350 million people in this country.
Yes, but I'm telling you guys, Jon Stewart is one of the most 10 respected Americans we have in this country.
10?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I don't know. About
I put Denzel there. I don't think anybody has any issue with Denzel Washington. I put Morgan Freeman there.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. I mean, he's
respected.
He's
10.
I understand that. Barack Obama would have to be there. I put Michelle there.
Does anybody under I don't know? Does anybody under 30, 25? And we got a lot of those people in the country too. Do they care about Jon Stewart?
Very much so. Very much so, because he's
been off that show now for what? How many years?
It's been a while. I mean, Trevor Noah had a good run for The Daily Show, and he left. And I'm thinking of I forget who's doing it now. Like Manish
doesn't matter. Probably a rotating cast.
No. They hired someone permanently. It's like Manish,
I haven't watched in forever.
No, I understand that. You don't watch most of those shows anymore.
I don't watch anything, really.
Right, I got that.
Well, when I drive by Martin Luther King's grave tomorrow, because it's right down the block from me. It is. No, seriously, it's right down. When I drive by, I'm going to think Martin Luther King, and I'm going to go,
by the way,
Jon Stewart.
It is unfathomable to me. When we talk about the life and the breadth and the scope of Martin Luther King Jr., the guy didn't even make it till 40. Like, what kind of life and legacy he left, and he'd even make it till 40 years old, just goes to show how much that man accomplished in such little time.
Yeah, well, people don't like peace. People profit off of terrible things, and here we are.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
There we go. Anyway, yeah, Mark Cuban for president. Let's go for it. He can balance the books.
I'm supposed to do an update now.
Hey, you ready? You got to make the most of it.
No.
Explain
now, I got Martin
to us.
Luther King Jr. I got JFK and Jon Stewart rattling my brain with Morgan Freeman doing the narration.
Speaking of heroes, did you guys see Jimmy Carter at his wife's funeral?
They shut down the roads here, yeah.
You want to talk about having courage of convictions? He made sure he was there despite being in hospice. What a human being. That's also one of the 10 most respected Americans we have in this country.
Do you think he knew he was there?
I do.
Nah, I'm serious.
I shouldn't laugh at that. I'm sorry.
He's in hospice. I mean, God rest. I mean, he's still here. Did you see the video? Y'all are laughing. I'm not expecting. Do y'all know how many emails I'm going to get now? I'm getting all the emails.
10 months. 10 months. He's making 100, by the way.
Let's hope.
Let's hope, man. Plains, Georgia? Like, and I'm not kidding when I say this. What? He might be the, besides Barack, this guy might be the last decent human being to be president of this country. This guy has been ex-president now for 42 years.
Until Mark Cuban becomes president.
It's not out of the realm of possibility, JR.
John Stewart.
John Stewart might be too, but Mark has the best chance of everybody because he's actually put it out there.
I am not after the last, I don't know, out of 10 or so years, I'm not closing the book on anybody being president of this country.
That's fair.
It could be you, Shep. Just go do it.
Well, we're all old enough in this room right now.
What is it, 35 now, right?
35 years old. We're all old enough.
Ain't nobody talking about in this room. I said you.
Well, I
you
appreciate that. Would you honestly vote for me?
You?
Yeah, would you truly vote for me?
If I had an option of the other two and you, I'd vote for you. Yeah, why
that,
not?
That means a lot. I mean, you'd be a part of the cabinet, JR. Marco would too. I'm dead
would
serious.
Would I be a sports minister or some crap like that?
You'd be the health of probably agriculture.
Agriculture?
You'd be the Secretary of Agriculture. Yeah, have a good idea.
Is marijuana involved in that now? No. They haven't put that in that category?
I could be like George H.W. Bush. I could act like Magic Johnson's going to be one of the members of the Fitness Council and then not give him anything to do, and then Magic will resign from that, too.
What do I know about agriculture? I haven't cut grass in years. I don't do that no
well,
more.
Well, the reason I put that out there is because you know a little bit about everything, and agriculture is a very unsexy category. You would be able to bring a lot of life force and attention to it. And it's something that doesn't get talked about enough because the reality is based on
the lack of corn in Nebraska.
No, but in all seriousness, like that's what is hurting our economy is we're not investing in natural resources that we have in this country that comes from farmers, et cetera, because it's not a sexy area to talk about. And it's hurting this country right now, but we're not investing in our own natural resources. So that's a whole other topic we can get into.
That's something that you think I'd be good at.
That's something you can bring a lot of attention and necessary attention to, yes.
I couldn't be Minister of Arts and Culture, Sports, agriculture.
Sure you could. Sure you could, but that's boring for you. You wouldn't. You do that for a living.
It's
need
like
you to
Buttigieg.
Do something.
What is he, transportation?
Good call, yeah. And by the way.
What bus has he driven?
You know, it's a shame that people weren't ready for him in 2018, but yeah.
All right. John Stewart for president and Mark Cuban and Shep.
Thank
we
you.
Could have we can change the power of government, a trifecta.
Except I'm not afraid of Kenyon Martin like Mark Cuban is, but that's another story.
Mark Cuban can hire protection. I worry about it.
He's got
you ready, Marco, to explain the play?
No, I'm honestly crying. I had to bust out the tissues. I'm literally crying. I'm laughing so hard. Now you got agriculture. Now I'm picturing Shep sitting around thinking about agriculture and his time off.
Thank you.
Along with John Stewart and apparently Morgan Freeman.
These are our great Americans, right?
I can't.
Yeah, we'll have a top six list next time, Marco. JR's greatest six living Americans.
Greatest six Americans? Nah, we won't do that. I'll pass on that one. I'll put Barry Bonds on the list just to round it out. Well, anyway, emails already coming in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. In order to learn about the play-in in Group A and C, how many groups are there, Marco?
I don't know anymore. I thought I knew all this stuff, and I came in here, and I got Morgan Freeman rattling around, agriculture, birds. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore.
Yeah, it's just two teams playing basketball right now. It's time for that news flash. Future president of the USA, Marco Belletti. Here he is.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener. I'm loving the show. Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you, and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, one of our callers said, hey, Mark Cuban, he's selling stuff so he can run for president. He's going to balance the books. I'm like, yeah, okay. If he does it, he does it. Anyway, this guy can Can he run for president? I don't think so. He's actually playing basketball right now. His name is Draymond Green. He's making his triumphant return tonight. The Warriors are beating the Kings right now, 86-70. They're in the third quarter. Let's take a look at the amazing numbers of Draymond Green. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and I'm sure he's playing magnificent defense here. As last I looked, Chris Paul had to exit the game due to injury. Draymond did talk to the media a couple days ago before his return. We know that he was suspended because of that damn headlock, and he actually sat in front of the media and said, "I ain't changing anything." And so, yeah, I guess Draymond would be a master politician. Listen to this.
How do you sort of reflect on the whole thing? I mean, as you said, and I think Steve acknowledged, the motive was to come to your teammate's defense. And I think his comment was that it just went on too long, that you held on too long. How do you look back? Do you regret it at all?
I don't live my life with regrets. Like I said before, I'll come to a teammate's defense anytime that there's a – I'm in a position to come to a teammate's defense. That's what a team is. You stick together through the good and the bad. And I take that to heart. I take pride in being a good teammate. Now, that's when I step in here every single day, that's number one on my list, to be a good teammate, number one. I think that takes care of a lot of things. So I take pride in that. And reflecting over on the whole incident, I think for me is you kind of go through the whole gauntlet of everybody having an opinion, and you listen to those opinions or not. Some people opinion I hear, some people opinion I don't. I think for me and going through it is like what matters to me. And what matters to me is how the people that I care about feel.
All right. All right, well, he's playing basketball right now. He ain't choked nobody out. And after 4 All-Star appearances, Defensive Player of the Year, his 18 ejections and 5 career suspensions say a whole hell of a lot about Draymond Green. He's still going to go into the Hall of Fame, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Marco Belletti wasn't joking. His playing stipulations are kind of nuts tonight. We'll give you an update later on in the show. I'm going to get into some football. I'm going to talk to you on the other side. We got callers here. I'm going to do it all. That's what I do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people, because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered. Here's longtime NFL and NBA announcer Ian Eagle.
Would I find this entertaining if I was sitting on the couch watching the game, or would this be a nuisance? Would this get in the way? Does it enhance the enjoyment for the viewer, or at some point are you becoming an annoyance?
Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is managing accounts payable taking up too much of your time? With AvidXchange, your AP is automated so you can easily review and approve invoices anytime, anywhere, giving you more control and visibility into your workflow. Experience the power of change. AvidXchange. Learn more at AvidXchange.com.